Mike McCarthy would be the first to say he's the product of the people and the place he comes from. This past week, we went along as Coach returned to those people and that place. This is St. Rosalia's Academy in the Greenfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. It's where Coach Mike McCarthy went to grade school. He has not forgotten, and neither have they. Coach McCarthy returning to St. Rosalia on Tuesday to present the school with a Wilson Golden football. It's part of the NFL's Super Bowl Honor Roll campaign, which recognizes schools and communities that have contributed to Super Bowl history.
To have the opportunity to bring recognition for the school, that's what it's all about. It's about the kids. It's always been about the kids. That's where we were raised. So, I mean, these kids are our future. So I feel a big obligation to help out as best I can.
St. Rosalia and Greenfield do hold special places in Coach McCarthy's heart, and his help has been considerable, and that's why his visit coincided with Mike McCarthy Day in the city of Pittsburgh.
When you have somebody that achieves at such a high level, and he's a local guy that always gives back, if there's ever an event, the first call that this neighborhood makes is to Mike. And I think that shows his true character, and that's why we as a city wanted to honor him.
But Coach McCarthy was there to honor St. Rosalia. He talked to the kids.
There's a lot of NFL officials that are also in the National Football League from Pittsburgh, the great city of Pittsburgh. Now, we're ranked 30th in the league right now in penalties, so it's not helping the Green Bay Packers. But just, you know, my jokes aren't hitting it, huh?
But there was also a serious side to Coach's talk. He spoke of being proud of your roots, chasing your dreams, and giving back.
It's great that we have someone that graduated from this school that went to do great things like that. So it's really inspiring for me, just so I can do great stuff if I want to.
St. Rosalia and the McCarthy family go back a long way, four generations worth, and the connection continues today with Mike's nieces, Reese and Shay, the Peacemaker.
Since we're from Pittsburgh and a lot of people are Steelers fans, and everyone just, since they think of the Packers as a rival to us Steelers, but I think that now they think it's okay just to, you can be a fan of both teams.
David Zubik, the Bishop of Pittsburgh, knows the feeling. He used to be the Bishop of Green Bay. And while that's a tough balancing act, there's nothing tough about admiring Packers coach Mike McCarthy.
His lessons to the students here, and I think his humility about what his parents did for him, make him a great man. And I think for him to really support the opportunity for the kind of education that the students receive here at St. Rosalia's shows that he hasn't forgotten the gifts that he received here, and it's obvious because he's living them.